All right, our entrepreneur segment this week, sponsored by Wintrust Financial. This Wednesday, a special event is going to be taking place. The city is going to bestow an award, Women Making History Entrepreneur Award. It's coming from the City of Chicago Treasurer's Office. The recipient has quite a story to tell. Mana Ionescu. Gotcha?
Hello, yeah.
Yeah, good.
You got it.
You grew up during the terrible reign of the communist Ceausescu's in Romania. You were a little girl. Today, you run your own digital marketing company, Lightspan Digital. It's doubled in growth 3 straight years. Is that right?
Yeah.
Very dramatic. What a journey you've had. What was it like, very quickly, growing up in Romania? Did you know about the outside world all that much? Did you have television and radio in the house?
We had, we didn't have TV like here. We had a couple of hours a day that was all Ceausescu doing his spiels on
propaganda.
TV. Propaganda. And then we were able to pick up TV from the other countries if you were in an area of Romania that was close enough to the border.
Did you have any sense about what a democratic environment would be in the outside world?
An idea, but probably a very skewed sense of what it was.
What was it that drove you to want to get the heck out?
The desire, just like so many people, want more and better and more options and freedom. And freedom is a very appealing concept, obviously. And a lot of my family wanted to leave. Some of them tried to flee and had to go through this camp situation where you're a refugee and you wait to get placed. I wanted to leave through education so that I didn't have to go through a camp.
So you went to another country first. What, Bulgaria?
I went to Bulgaria.
Which we don't think of here in the West as being that much stepped up from Romania.
Well, the University of Maine, the Board of University of Maine came up with this idea of setting up a school, an American university, somewhere in this region and help rebuild the region by bringing up new leadership. So with the Soros Foundation and other funding sources, they set up the school there with American teachers and so on.
And so that was for you. Good.
Yeah. So I got a scholarship there. I went and...
To Brigham Young University?
And then I went to Brigham Young University for a master's degree. I had a scholarship there as well. And I didn't know if I was going to stay or not. But when I graduated, it was very hard to find work. And I just felt like it's too soon for me to give up. I got to keep trying. So I said, I'm going to move to a big city because there's got to be more options. Mm-hmm. So I moved to Chicago. And it was a hard road. But every step of the way, I really, really believed that this was the place for me and this is where I wanted to build a future.
Now, these opportunities, you got scholarships and whatnot, not because poor little Mana from Romania, but because you were smart.
I like to think so.
No, you absolutely were. I mean, you're on the what, the Math Academy board now? I mean,
I am on the IMZIFM board, yeah. I'm a huge supporter of STEM education. I had a background in math and science, so
we need that in this country. More people getting into the sciences, particularly more women.
Yeah. I find that the best marketers are people who come from a science background. I've known chemists and engineers who switched careers and went into marketing, and they're phenomenal because marketing is actually quite analytical. To do it right, you have to be able to come up with hypotheses and test them out, and it's not purely creative. So it worked out very well for me that I had a math and science background.
There's a big change happening in marketing and public relations. Wouldn't you agree? The old model of, okay, let's get a mention in the newspaper is completely changing now with what social media has brought into the mix.
Yeah, I mean, people read news through social media. I mean, so many people are subscribed to Twitter accounts to get their news that way instead of going to a publication or to a radio station and so on.
However, they're still in large measure getting their – they're going to old media in a way, too, through Twitter.
Absolutely. And I think the old media is doing a great job at bringing different mediums of news together.
If they could only make money at it, though.
Well, yeah. That's a challenge with everything. I mean, every startup entrepreneur comes up with this great idea, but then how do I monetize it? So I think in some ways we always have that challenge.
Yeah.
But I saw you tweeting over there, so I love how the mediums are crossing together.
Yeah, yeah. And you tweeted the heck out of your appearance on the Bill Mahler show today.
Yeah.
I mean, what was it, 2 or 3 an hour? You were popping all morning. I kept getting my phone kept going ding, and it was another from you.
Well, there's so much noise out there. There's so many people tweeting. There's so many people posting that to break through, you have to up the volume. you have to have more posts going out, especially on Twitter, because it's moving so fast.
And don't the rules change, too, for how you and your marketing world operate? I mean, the way to monetize, optimize today is not how it's played in a week or two.
It changes a lot. We call it the Monday morning Facebook hangover, because Facebook makes all of their changes on Mondays, or at least that's when we get hit with them. Right. So we like to take time on Monday to relearn Facebook. It's absolutely insane. It really takes a very dynamic personality who doesn't get disrupted easily with change to be able to do this well.
Mona Ionescu, do you have this sense of giving back? I mean, in part, you're on the board. You're working to advance STEM. How about your country, your homeland? Do you hope somehow to make a difference there in some small way?
I hope to be an example for people who felt like they were crushed.
Can you go back?
Yeah.
I mean, it's an open country now. It's not run by a dictator.
Absolutely. It's still a lot of confusion. There's still a lot of confusion there because it's still, you know, history takes a toll on governments and on people. So it's going to take a lot of time for things to get better.
To heal.
But I have a lot of hope. I see my city, Sibiu, being rebuilt. It was the European capital of art a few years ago. It is one of the top tourism destinations in Romania. There's so much history there. It's a city that dates back to the 1200s. So I do my part by resharing everything about Sibiu on Facebook, and I hope a lot of Americans get to go and visit there. I'd love to go back and teach, and I'd love to go back and teach about entrepreneurship and break through some of the myths that I think are still lingering out there, that entrepreneurship is about corruption and about finding an easy way out to cheat people.
Really? Who thinks that? That's not what comes to mind when I hear that word.
I think it's the legacy of communism, the idea that capitalism is bad, right?
Because it was vilified for so long.
Yeah. So I'd love to show people that there's ways to do it in an honest way and that it takes hard work. It doesn't happen overnight, but it's totally possible. And it doesn't matter if you're a woman or an immigrant or whatever has restricted your options in the past. It doesn't matter. Just never give up.
Mona Ionescu, her business is called Lightspan Digital. Thank you so much. What's your
Thank
website?
Thank you for having me. LightspanDigital.com.
Brilliant.